Blessings and Gratitude Offerings. Not only should God's children render the Lord the portion that belongs to Him, they should bring also a gratitude offering, the first fruits of their bounties, their choicest possessions, their best and holiest service. Thus they will gain rich blessings. God will make their souls like a watered garden. And the sheaves that they are enabled to bring to the Master will be the recompense of their unselfish use of the talents lent them. God's chosen messengers should never be compelled to serve at their own charges, unaided by the hearty support of their brethren. It is the part of church members to deal liberally with those who lay aside secular employment that they may give themselves to the ministry. When God's ministers are encouraged, His cause is greatly advanced. The displeasure of God is kindled against those who allow consecrated workers to suffer for the necessities of life. These selfish ones will be called to render an account for their misuse of money, and the depression brought on His faithful servants. Those who at the call of duty give up all to engage in God's service should receive wages sufficient to support themselves and their families. In secular labor, workmen can earn good wages. Is not the work of leading souls to Christ of more importance than any ordinary business? Are not those who faithfully engage in this work entitled to ample remuneration? A solemn responsibility rests on ministers to keep before the churches the needs of the cause of God and to educate them to be liberal. When the churches fail to give, not only does the work of the Lord suffer, but the blessing that should come to believers is withheld.